Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And here we are, very, very close to the kickoff of the NRL season. Vegas round zero, technically round one, is only 2 days away. And our futures, which we used to do, we've got a new man on board, Timmy Whittaker, family friend, longtime confidant of Brock and myself. Welcome, champion.
Thanks for having me, mate. Good to step into the big man's shoes.
Big shoes to fill and big head. You don't have the calcified skull like us, but you certainly have a head that's full of sporting knowledge. Yourself, you love your rugby league. You're a Panthers man, which won't be to the chagrin of many of our listeners.
Nah, mate, yeah. Look, long time Panthers fan. Last few years have been amazing. Look, happy to keep the seat warm. Very happy for your brother. Proud of your brother, like a lot of people listening in. If he has to miss this podcast and you get a few randoms in here, that's a price to pay. But, yeah, hopefully for me, four-peat. But we'll see how we get on for season 2024.
Well, mate, we both love a bet, we both love a beer, and we've got plenty of people out there who like to find themselves a winner. So let's do that, and we will do that thanks to bluebet.com.au. Back on board for a fourth year. If you're going to have a bet, do it with a true blue bookie. Download the app, visit the website, and get on board with them today, and continued support of our charity account, which is one reason we really do love Bluebet. Soul to the earth. It's not the big corporation type. They support the casual punter such as ourselves. But let's get down to brass tacks, champion. I picked a top eight the other night. You've got yourself a ladder there. What are your thoughts on what's going to happen this year?
I think the top sort of one and two may be a little bit consistent. I sort of can't knock Penrith other than a bit of the turnover at the moment, but can still see a few of the bigger players maybe missing out. A couple of the short odds maybe sliding into ninth or 10th, but I see a bit of a logjam once again from anywhere from 3 to about 12. So, yeah, interested to get your thoughts, mate, and see where things land.
Yeah, well, I'll give you my top eight after we recorded the other night. And it was pretty hard to settle with those top teams, especially with the Origin. But I landed with the Broncos at one, the Warriors at two, the Storm at three, the Panthers at four, Roosters 5, Cowboys 6, Souths 7th, Sharks 8th. And I pretty much said this the other night with a caveat on a lot of teams. I don't think it's ever been closer. I think the top end has lost a little bit the last few years, bar probably the Warriors. And with the Dolphins coming in and sort of spreading that talent thinner, we've seen it congest further in the middle. So your Raiders, your Eels, your Knights, even Titans. Like, I look at all those teams on the outside who are, you know, filling in 9 to 13th. And I honestly wouldn't surprise me if half of those end up somewhere in the 8. I honestly think it's going to be one of the tightest fights for those back five spots.
Yeah, I agree, mate. I think there's always a sad story at some point that someone misses out and should have been there. And we've seen grand finals miss out the year after. In this case, for me, I have the Panthers at one. I've taken the bait of the Roosters at two. I'm thinking that their roster may actually start to gel this year. Dom Young coming in and a few others. I like the addition of Lenu to their pack. I thought they lacked a bit of that last year. So I've got them at two, which goes against my better judgment. Broncos at three, Warriors at four. I think they'll be back up there. A lot of home games. Like to see what they did last year, particularly with their crowds and all the social media campaign. I think that'll be a bit of a fortress this season. And then between five and eight, I've got the Storm, Eels, Sharks and Knights, which would have Souths and potentially Manly missing out for this season. Between those last sort of six, that could be a sliding scale, as you mentioned. But I just think the Storm are always going to be there or thereabouts. It's the same deal with Amy Park. And, yeah, for South, so just, yeah, it's a bit of a wait and see from my end. I'm still not sold in how they finished last year. And obviously it could be proven wrong after 10 rounds again. But, yeah, that's my top eight for the moment.
And we've always got those factors, and we talk about this all the time. You've got Origin, you've got injuries, the draw, how you manage that sort of thing. You've got those four teams that are headed over to Vegas. But yeah, I'm similar to you. I really struggled to sort of work my way through a couple of those teams, looking at their origin, looking at their draw. South were one that I slipped in there mainly off talent and expectation, but they've got a real tough slog, and I think minimum they'll have four or so played in origin, which really hurt them last year. So they're one, like you said, with those sliding doors where I think from five all the way back to 13th, even someone like the Titans we talked about, like you look at that on paper, their pack, some of their players, it's hard to rely on their spine health-wise, guys like Foran and all that. But if they get it right with Dez, that's a team that could easily be playing finals football.
Yeah, that's right, mate. If their defense picks up under Dez, and if that's his regime for the season, they certainly don't lack an attack when it's going good. You just want to see some consistency across some of those teams, and that's probably why you haven't put stock in them at the start. Right now, Manly's another one for me on paper. Obviously, I really like the addition of Brooks coming in. I think it'll free up a few of their outside backs and take a bit off of Cherry Evans, but based on other teams, there's a form line there and not a great lot of turnover that I just think puts them in the eight, and there's a few to miss out. But anything will surprise come the increments of Easter and Origin, and see where the season finishes off.
Well, I think I've picked them ninth about 4 years in a row, and it's all based off Turbo, and I did it again this year. If
Yeah,
that man
exactly.
plays football, we've seen that 1 year they went to the top four, they were very, very good, but it's just very, very hard to have faith with the way that history has played out so far. But fingers crossed for him this year, that is the case, and he stays on the field. But let's try and find a bit of value here. So when I'm looking at the premiership market with bluebet.com.au, Panthers, Broncos, top two there, $4.450. Then they've got the Roosters and Souths at eights and nines, which sort of surprises me because, like you said, there's a lot of people that have their doubts around those two. But the two that are staring me in the face, and one always makes me sound like a homer, but the other one is based off last year, what I think is a stronger squad and a good group of kids coming through. I actually don't mind the Storm, considering this could potentially be Bellamy's last season, and the Warriors at 17s. I know most people think they're not going to be able to put together back-to-back seasons, but with Webster at the helm, the group they've got to bring in the class of Scheck, a Capewell, and then the group of kids coming in, Laiatua, Sifakula, Laban, all in, positions like front row, back row, center. The depth they have in the halves is ridiculous. They've got coverage in all those spots. Those two at double digits really look appealing to me.
Yeah, I can't probably. I won't go against your judgment there, mate. I think obviously the Panthers, and whilst I'd love to see it for Pete, I'm hoping that happens. But if you're looking for some odds money, yeah, the Warriors for me, I'm a bit on board. I know they've had the 30th season this year coming up and are yet to win one. But I like the addition of Capewell and Tuivasa-Sheck. I think their halves depth with Tamari Martin, Metcalf, Chanel also coming in. They've got some options there. And just what we saw towards the back end of the year with the Warriors crowd and the blackout, and they came out, I think the entire rugby league community sort of got behind them. That might put more wins in their favour, particularly with those home games. It's going to be a different game there. But, if you're looking wide for some value there, I was with you, mate. I think the Warriors is an only option. As I said, I touched on the Roosters earlier at eights. That are probably the only one I would think outside of the premiership favourites, but yeah, I'm on board with you, mate, with the Warriors as a good value prop. I'll stay away from your Storm. I'm not sold on the Storm, but yeah, if you're going to have a cheeky 10, the Warriors as an interest for the season might be the one.
Yeah, and like we said, big thing here, we can always go with those top enders, but if we're looking for a bit of value in each market, I'm sort of with you. And one other point I made to somebody the other day with the Warriors, generally a lot of the times they've had these good spruiks or periods in time, they've had good youth. I think at this point, not only have they got that, they've got a stack of veterans across all positions. You've got Tohu, Johnson, Scheck back in, Chance is a veteran, like Wade Egan's played for a long time now, so it's not like you're looking at them with this hot young group thinking, oh, they might have a big dip. There's a lot of guys there now that are there to sort of steady that along with Webster and the fact of, a potential no origin player period and being at home. Like I look at that and sort of think, man, if they're not winning minimum 12 to 14, I'm not here.
Yeah, I think they've just got coverage in a lot of positions. Even a guy like Freddie Lussick as well,
Yeah,
backing up
good
for Wade
solid
Egan.
backup.
Good solid backup. The engine room's strong and tough. Tohu Harris is an absolute gun of a player. Fenua Blake's last year. I think their engine room is as good as any in the comp. Their outside backs are doing the same thing. So, yeah, if you're looking for some value, that's the one there. I also have them as a bit of an odd, even just to get into the top four, I think presents some value at 325 as well, with Bluebet. If you're looking for something of anything that's sitting out there, If I'm all in on to potentially win the comp, you might as well tip him into the top four if you want to have a bit of risk-free value.
Yep, and I was with you there when I looked at top four going off thought and odds, same deal, like Souths and Roosters at 2:30 and 2:40 with BlueBet. I wasn't completely set on Panthers and Broncos at $1.40, $1.60. I'm obviously looking to probably pull that $2 mark. So the one that stood out to me, Warriors at 3:25, real keen on. And the other one, again, without sounding like a homer, Melbourne top four, eight of the last nine, prelim finals consistently around that mark at 2:60, but 3:25 for the Warriors. I'm really big on that, so I'm with you there on that top four mark. There's not many others that I really looked at there and thought in the dollars that would stand out to me. If you were going to get real technical and go through again the draw, origin effect, and what looks pretty good, like I know a lot of people have got the Sharks out. I'm not huge on them. I had them sliding in, but just for the way the draw is and low origin impact, if things really worked out well, it could be a real sneaky, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Sharks, mate. I think they make the eight, but I'm not certain they get to the top four. I think, yeah, obviously it's going to be a bit of a long watch, but yeah, the only one of value there was the Warriors for me. The others, you could probably spend your money elsewhere at the moment, across the varying markets.
And some people like the Cowboys. I was snake bitten last year. I was big on them. I think they'll be back in the eight this year. But again, I'm not that keen to throw money on them at this point. I'd rather just watch them play. Plenty of talent. But yeah, just a bit weary after what I thought was a very disappointing year considering the talent they've got.
Yeah, agreed.
Minor premiership. No surprise again. Panthers 3:25 of bluebet.com.au. The Broncos 3:85. And then again, Roosters, Rabbitohs, nines, tens. You got the Storm at 11:50, Cows 18, but the same mark and a theme that people probably going to get sick of, and the Warriors fans are probably sitting here going, "Stop it!" You stack it on, but $19. I said it the other day. I don't think there'll be many Origin players. Like I think Kate Wall's obviously past that point. I do throw two Smokies in there, which doesn't happen very often. That the nine job for New South Wales isn't secure. If Wade Egan played as well as he did, I don't know if they'd look at him, but I think it's certainly a jersey that's no guarantee to anyone anymore. But the one that really I've always thought was a rep standard player is Mitch Barnett.
Yeah, obviously he's had some disciplinary issues over the years and stuff, but
Certainly has.
he's every team needs an insane unit, and he certainly fills the bill for the Warriors. In the way of the minor premiership, look, I probably can't split the three of, well, obviously Penrith, Broncos, and I have top tipped the Roosters into there, but yeah, I probably would be no bet on that side. From my own side of things, it'd be a no bet in that market. But yeah, can certainly get behind your push for the Warriors if things went pear-shaped for the other teams.
On my point, similar to you before, this would be a 10 or 20 pop. And if you wanted to go any heavier, which I probably wouldn't, it'd be for the cash out if they're leading and it's looking good and you can secure part of that dividend. It might be one you're looking at halfway through the season going, might take my bacon there and head for the door. But other markets with bluebet.com.au, the top eight market, obviously, this is another one. Sometimes it's hard to find yourself in that $2 sort of range. You can do futures multis and put top fours and top eights together to build some value, but on a straight up, the only two that really stared at me here to get your two for one is Newcastle, who I had missing, but again, plenty of talent. If they did it again, you get them at 205, and the other one is $2.50. I'm still not that keen, but a lot of people agreeing that there's a hell of a lot of talent at the Titans. Dez there, if the defensive side fixed up, that's certainly a team that if things go right, could be playing finals football. So they're the only two sort of I thought of value.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on the Knights at 205. I had them just making the eight. Titans, they're out for me. But yeah, everything else is probably a little bit tight to really load up on. But yeah, Knights was probably the only one I found at 205 for any sort of value in that top eight market.
Yeah, and the only other way, like I said, if you went a multi of, say, Penrith, Broncos, Roosters, Storm, Warriors, you pull your five together in that futures multi, you could probably pull yourself a couple of dollars, but I
Yep,
think
stack them up.
I'd rather stand those most of these alone in these sort of futures markets. And if you're going to invest in a logo, it'd be more for, like I said, you see things going really well, or you're looking for that cash out if things kick off well and you're not too sure at the back end.
That's right.
To miss the top eight, again, I didn't see many, but you sort of had two,
Yeah.
and I agree with you now that I probably was a bit fried the other night when I looked at this one, but South certainly people aren't completely convinced of it. $3.10.
Yeah, I just thought the way that they finished off last year. I understand Jack comes in, but yeah, I thought their obviously in the forwards, you know, probably aren't as strong as some of the other teams. A few injuries, anything goes against them. I thought them potentially missing. I had them finishing ninth, so at $3.10, it would make sense to at least have something on that. I also didn't mind the cows missing the eight at $2.15 as well. You know, I think there's a fair bit going on up in North Queensland. Obviously, a lot of conjecture about players and moving and captains and changing and what have you. Not saying that's the greatest indicator, but I equally didn't really love the way that they finished off last season or performed in the way. If they got back to their best, yeah, they can be as good as any other team and even aim for top four. But I have the missing, so at 215, it's where some money would go from my end as well.
Yeah, I think you're on the money. Those odds with bluebet.com.au, that particularly the Cowboys last year, they're going to have a heavy origin influence again. If there is any sort of murmurs, talk around Chad, talk around Taumalolo. Hess has now done his ACL, but the South one I was big on with you because they've got, I think, one of the worst draws. They get basically everyone at the top end twice: Panthers, Broncos, Roosters, Storm, Warriors. They're going over to Vegas. Jack's suspended to around three. Campbell Graham is missing into around 20. Munro 6-8, so
Monroe's
they're already a
injured.
bit light in the backs. And then Origin last year really pinched him. So you're looking at that period thinking, well, Murray, Kalamatangi, if Latrell's fit, and then there's one other one I was forgetting, but there was about four that I had penciled in. So I looked at that and thought, if they have a lean run like they did during Origin last year, where they lost to some bottom end teams and had four or five close losses, that essentially is what cost them that spot.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, they're a confidence team, and when some of their players are really up and about, you know, they'll lay it on any team, and they did as to some of the premiership favourites last year at certain times, and then really towards the back end of the year just sort of plateaued and then faded. And I can see the same thing happening again. As I said, it stacks up against them. You know, the depth of their roster compared to, say, like a Warriors that you spoke about, Penrith, Broncos, even the Roosters before, it might be a bit of fragility there in some spots. And I just think a slight ripple goes against them. Or if they get off to a slow start with some of those injuries and the travel that you mentioned, they might be up against it. So yeah, $3.10 to miss. It's where that would go for me.
Yeah, I think you found an absolute pearler there. One that I had as a bit of a random aside, and again, going back to what I had in my premiership picks, is the winning region with bluebet.com.au. So there's always New South Wales, Queensland, the bulk of the teams, they're already short. But if you have any thought or like in Storm and Warriors and you want to double crack here, Canberra's also included in that market, you get $7 for the
Yeah,
other
right.
region. So the fact I like New Zealand and I like the Storm, if I don't want to play them with individually and I want to double up, I thought that at $7 for winning region was not a bad crack. So one there if you're keen on either of those. Top New South Wales, top Queensland team. Again, I think the Broncos will be the dominant team there. But if you like the Cows to bounce back, 550 seems pretty decent. I don't know if I'd pipe that myself. And some
Yeah, I think
people are big on the Titans. I'm still not convinced.
No, I think it's a one horse race with the Broncos there. You know, it depends how short you want to load up. That might be one to pad out the multis for the Bronx. In the New South Wales market, look, I have Penrith still finishing on top, but any value around the Roosters as the second is where I'd put my money. But yeah, it's yeah, I think Queensland's almost. It's Broncos to lose. Something really dire is going to have to go against them. So depending on how short that is, I'd whack that in a multi and fatten it up.
And similar to you, New South Wales, I looked and I thought, well, Penrith, Roosters, the two that I have in mind. The roughie is purely off what I said before. I think one of the easiest draws, again, is Cronulla. Low origin impact. If they have a year like they did the other year where they chalked it up and finished second, if the others get some injuries or have the origin impact, that's the way I see them getting there. So if you're looking for a value pick, $14 with bluebet.com.au. That's about the only one that really stared me in the face. And I thought the dominoes could fall there, but. Again, that's another one I'm only having a 10 or 20 pop on if you're severely convinced. But let's get into one of my favorites, point scorers and try scorers. I don't mess around with the top end here. Everyone who listens knows I like going looking for some value because, again, a bit like the roulette table, you can drop some fivers and tens and whatnot and try and get yourself something decent. But that point scorer, you've always got Cleary, Luttrell, these sort of guys at the top end, but snake bitten multiple times here with injury, origin, and basically the games that end up costing you. Zarko last year, same deal, winger, try
Yeah.
scorer, you know you're going to find some good value there. So I've pretty much done what I've been doing this whole time, push myself out into the odds, and there's three that stand out to me. Pappenhausen shortened into 13s. If he goal kicks and he plays, you're taking a risk on his health. But there's been 2 years where he's been injured. And I think it was the one 2 years ago where he still led, even after being out for 10 weeks, because he scores bags of points when he's playing. But he's 13s. Nicholas Hines, $29. He's been there or thereabouts. He's been the top point scorer. Again, like I said, I think they've got a cream puff draw. They're not going to be affected. Madge is a different coach. I don't see him carrying someone like him as a utility. He does the goal kicking. I think 29 is huge for him. And the real roughie, purely because he's now been put on the wing and he will score some tries and kick some goals, would be Lomax at 34.
Yeah, like
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spread, mate. I've probably stayed away from the top guys. You touched on Azarko. He came out of nowhere last year, obviously rebounded after sort of bouncing from club to club and contracts up in Queensland there. But I didn't mind a bit around $7 for Reuben Garrick. I understand he's not on the wing and he's probably not going to go obviously back at fullback unless there's an injury to Turbo. But him in the centres, I think he might find the paint depending with the connections between Brooks himself or DCE and himself. I think he can Manly can rack up the points when they're going good. Ruffies, Mitch Moses at 26. Lots got to go right for Parramatta, but they do want to open the floodgates and get some points across. He's going to do a lot of goal kicking and he can find the paint.
Takes the penalty goals a lot too.
This is a real speculator. The last one I had at 31s was Stephen Crichton. As I said, look, one-eyed Penrith fan, seeing him in different colours is going to hurt. But if he takes the goal kicking and can equally be the leader that it's sort of been discussed, I don't think the Dogs have the points in them to rack up and compete with some of the other ones. But for any speculators there, I thought they were the odds. But just going back to Pappenhausen, I think that's a really good bet, provided that he's kicking, and that's the big thing. I stayed away from Melbourne just on the proviso that it could be him or Meaney, but. There's a few out there as well. I would be staying off Cleary. Once again, he's got to play every game. He's going to go through the origin period likely. He's usually missed a couple of weeks either through suspension or injury the last few years. Equally, that back end of the year, you were telling me, Louis, how you got burnt in yesteryear, that Penrith may start to the teams at the top may start to rest in those last few rounds. If it gets to that point, then it's going to be crucial for this time, whereas I can see a Garrick and others maybe pushing a bit harder towards, the full 27 rounds.
At the all-time burn, Kyle Flanagan, year one at the Roosters. I thought they were going to have a good year. I knew he was goal kicking. I thought he's just going to rack points up, knocking them over. Picked him, and then they had that historic loss to South last round. He was leading by 20 something points. Reynolds got a 30 plus bag, and I was staring at it. I think a total, I think it was 34s. I had about a 50 on it, and I thought I was counting my money. And as the points were racking up, I think it was Johnston gave a try back to Reynolds. That one almost ripped the TV off the wall. Because that right there, I was like, you've just given him six. He gets the four and he's going to knock it over. You're just killing me. So that's
You
punting,
remember the
ladies and
wins, but
gentlemen.
you never forget the losses, that's for
Oh,
sure.
that one was cruel. I tipped a lot of people in it during the year. I was like, oh, you've got a good one. But to watch that just burn in the last game in the historic fashion, I was like, wow, that's a huge kick in the Kinnikies. Try scorers, similar sort of thought here. Everyone loves Johnson at seven. They all think he's going to break that record. I know Dallin was red hot. On the right, you've got Dom Young at 11s for bluebet.com. That's sort of your top three. And then the next group there, Cam Pereira, he can find the line. Azarko, Marju, 13s, 13s, 15s. Mully at 15. Sivo's already suspended 17. Tyro's fairly short. I don't understand why. He's sort of not been the one that finishes so much. It's pretty much been the opposite edge.
Agree.
I've sort of gone again outside that group and looking for the value. So I know a lot of my things tie in to Pappenhausen being back, but I think Warbrick last year was close to 20 tries. Pat plays both sides of the field. His connection with Hughes, Katoa, they were deadly. I think Warbrick is pretty good at 34. And then I sort of had a group all in the 40s that I like. Daniel Tupou, I know he's an older statesman, but he's on the left-hand side. If the Roosters fire, both wingers for them, him and Suaalii, if they're there, 41s, 51s. Mariners getting first crack in the Broncos at 41. He's a very, very good young player. If their back line's red hot, he's another one I sort of look at and think big money there for him. But yeah, that was sort of the group I looked at. There was a few fullback centers, but it always tends to be a winger. So I want more than $7 on Johnston and Urazarkos. I'm looking at a few of those blokes as a bit outsiders in the 40s.
I'm probably a little bit boring in this space. I'd probably go with Alex Johnson at sevens. I mean, the guy's put up 25 pluses for the last 6 or 7 years just for a giggle. We probably struggled. Agree with your Toto assessment. Penrith tend to spread the love with their try scoring, and
They get
they're
back
also prone
rowers,
to,
centers, like they're a bit more of a even keel in terms of distribution of points.
for sure. And I've shown over the years too that sometimes they flip the wingers and flip their center partners, which can impact on that. So, I think they spread the love there. But I think Johnson, just that play out to him just works time and time again. He's got Ken Irvine's record in sight. I think towards the end of the year, if they're a sniff of getting that over the line and he's close, I think he's going to be finding the ball even more than he already does. But just, the one I did like at some odds that you mentioned just before, Dean Mariner, obviously a winger for
Red hot
Brisbane, a
team
lot
at
of points
Pikes.
scored. It looks like it's his spot to get the inside run. If he peels off a few meets at the start of the year, and stays injury free, that's a real option there. But, I'm all in on Alex Johnson to potentially break the try scoring record this season and lay it on for Souths.
And I think people's logic has got even heavier on that. If Cody's healthy, if Jack's there now, Kalama Tungi plays that edge with him. Oh, sorry, he's on the right-hand side. They had him on the left and flipped originally. But I think a lot of people are thinking similar, that if Luttrell's firing, linking with Cody and Jack on that left-hand side, that Johnson's going to have one of his best years ever in that regard. But I guess part of that comes down to those guys staying on the field and like we spoke about how Souths go.
He's also that guy though. I mean, he's even when Souths have lost, he still finds the paint. And so, laying one on late, he's a bandit for it. But yeah, part of me wants to see a bit of history this year. I understand he's got the year after, but if he's close, to break that Ken Irvine record, which has stood for decades upon decades and never thought it'd be broken, he's a puncher's chance this year. So I'm all in on him. And I've probably just gone straight on the favourite there.
Well, one of my other favourites of years prior was Sione Katoa. I've been on him a few times. He was leading, I think it was 2 years ago, then had a shoulder reconstruction. But with Tricky Trindle in the mix there now, I think they'll be a bit more balanced on the left. And Mully was right up there last year, so I'm staying away from him at 41. But yeah, I think Mariner, like you said, they're red hot. Walsh plays both sides of the field. I think he'll have opportunities. Tupou, if that side fires like it can, I think either wing is a good bet. But 41 for him as compared to Dom. Up in the tens with bluebet.com.au. See some value there if the Roosters get things right. And yeah, the old Brick, he surprised me last year. Thought he was tougher than what I thought for a guy that had played some sevens. But for a team that was lacking a bit of creativity at times and a bit flat, put Pat back in the mix and getting a left edge back row, if they've got a bit more balance, I think he'll only be better.
The one I did find, and I had to dig deep to find it, noting that I've taken the favorite with Alex Johnson, I did find a bit of value with Zach Lomax to be top try scorer for the Dragons
Yeah,
at
the team try
$5.50.
scorer.
Team try scorer, so just for the Dragons independent. Zach Lomax starting on the wing. He's probably going to see some ball. Ravalawa's the obviously favorite there, and he's short. But if they ping it out to Zach instead, 550 for any Dragons fans, that might be the one there. So noting I took the favorite, did a bit of a deep dive and saw some value in Lomax on that space, which aligns with your total point score as an option too.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, there's a few here with bluebet.com.au. You look at the Broncos, if you do like a Mariner at 350, he's the outsider for them. If you think Oates will get the job back, $6. Cobbo in the centres is 350, so there's a few value there. I think a funny one here, looking at the Raiders, Matt Timoko, 650. They're another one
Yeah,
that's not so
huge.
much winger heavy, so they've got Rapana, Hopper, and Kotrick here, but I think one of the only solid locked-in players in that back line is Timoko, so 650. For top team try scorer. Crichton at the Dogs at sevens, I think, again, is another one. Fox is your obvious at $1.45, but if Critter has a really big year, he's one you could find some value. But yeah, there's some there if you flick through some of those team ones. Most of them will end up being a winger. But yeah, going through a couple of those there, like you said, Lomax at 550, Roosters, Tupou and Suaalii are fours if one of them plays on the opposite wing, but you'd obviously be going up against Dom Young. But yeah, there's a couple there, so some good value with the top team try scorers. But overs unders, my friend, have you found a few in the overs unders that you like?
Overs unders.
I've got a couple, and I'm going to throw one out here. This is my bet for the year for any of the punters out there that want it. So I like the fact that some don't let you multi this, but BlueBet does let you multi. So I've stacked up six of these teams, and I've pulled a boosted price of $42.67. I've got Canberra to go over 8.5. I've got the Sharks over 12.5. The Tigers under 8.5. The Storm over 13.5, the Dogs under 10.5, and the Warriors over 12.5. And that gets me $42.67.
Yeah, I probably haven't looked at the prices. I've looked at the lines of the overs, unders, wins, and it sees some value. New Zealand, 12.5 over wins. You know, I've got them sitting in my top four, so around that $1.80 mark there, I think would be special. Same again with the Storm; they're at 13.5 wins, and the Eels at 11.5 wins. I see some value in those three. Potentially adding in. I was going to go the unders, as I said. I'm going against the Bunnies. They've got 13.5 wins. I've got them maybe just under that. And as I move down, I think there's some value. Tigers 8.5 wins, and also Titans 9.5 wins. I can see some value in going under those. I think the Tigers may find themselves exactly where they finished last year, and the Titans might be a puncher's chance just above them. You know, they've got to win a third of their games. I don't see it happening with that line there. So if you were to multi those up, you get a pretty price around what you're saying, mate. But in some of those overs unders, sort of see some value there. Probably splitting some to go good and some to go bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The top end I usually stay away from. So your Broncos at 16.5, your Panthers, just origin injuries, but Storm, you know, like 13.5 foot, almost every year you're guaranteed 15 wins, 16 wins. The Warriors thinking they're gonna go top four. Like if they're offering you 12.5, have to have a crack at that. But I'm similar to you. The other one I left out, but I probably would have thrown in seven legs is a lot, obviously. But once the Dolphins lost Tommy Gilbert on the weekend, I reckon the unders for them at 10.5 again. I think 9 or 10 wins would be on the mark again. So I missed that one. But yeah, that's my real big punt this year. I put those ones together pretty confidently. I think, particularly, like you said, Tigers and Dogs, for the Tigers to go from 4 to 9, or the Dogs, I like they've got Critter and a couple of guys in those sort of flash positions, but I just think they don't have the middles to be able to win 10 games of football.
I agree, mate. And same with the Tigers, you know, 8.5.
It's a
I
big
think it's
jump.
maybe. It's a big jump, and you know, even on a good day, you know, part of me does want them to go a bit better than last year, but I just don't see them putting up 9 wins,
No.
in the scheme of things. You're spot on around the guys at the top. You know, Panthers went 18-6 last year. Their lines, their overs unders are 17.5. There's
Yeah.
better ways to make money out there. I think the Broncos, and then once again, just with that origin period. You know, what happens to some of their young guys coming through? What happens to a man? What happens to other guys? You'd just be staying away at the moment. But yeah, I did see some value with obviously with the Warriors, Storm and Eels in that tight pack up in the top eight for me. And then you know, I'm against the Bunnies and also Titans and Tigers lower down.
Yep. And overs, unders, most years we've picked all of those to see how many we've come up with. I haven't quite gone through them just yet, but I will do that during the year and keep track. We've generally been pretty good at that. I think most years we get 12 out of 16, which is pretty good going. We had a rough year 2 years ago, but I'm pretty confident looking at those this year that I can get back to that sort of 75% mark. But like you said, for some of them at that $1.90 or $1.85, there's better ways to make money, especially with those top end teams. So I like the fact you can multi a few of those together, and I have done one for you as a Panthers fan, and it's the sponsor for the stadium, bluebet.com.au. They do this every year. Fortress Bluebet, the Panthers' first loss
$21.
at the stadium. Do you think there will be one, or do you like them to be undefeated?
I'd love for them to be undefeated, but that lasted round one last year. If I'm and to be fair, we walk into Parramatta, who've beaten us at home in the last few years. That's our first home game in round
Yep.
two. Round three on a Thursday night. Thanks a lot,
Brisbane.
NRL. We have Brisbane again. So we
Yeah.
go Parramatta, who've got the bit of the hoodoo on us in the regular season, and the Bronx, who did it again last year. Penrith also being, underdone after the World Club Challenge and, travel and lack of trials is, I think if they're going to lose one, it might be in the front end of the year. So that bet could be gone, but it'll be something if, a little tenner on it, $21, if they go all home games with the W, it would be great to see. But yeah, the real money be picking round, 16 or something random and get done by a goat track and see how
In
they
the
get on.
origin
But
period.
yeah, exactly. But I'd love to see it happen, mate. But I think we might drop one early doors.
I love these sort of markets, though. They're always good value. Like you said, looking at two there in particular, I think it's Dragons and Cowboys off the back of backing up. But at the back
Yeah.
end there, South Storm, 24, 26, they're both 15s. But yeah, they're always good. Good novelty bets. I enjoy those ones. So if you're a Panthers fan and you like the home record, it's been very, very good. $21 if you think they can hold up for the year there. But mate, I think that's about it for the future side of things. So hopefully we can find some winners for the punters there. Those odds brought to you by bluebet.com.au. If you're going to have a bet with anyone, make sure you do it with the true blue bookie. And I think the last thing to do is have a quick look at Vegas. We've got some football on the weekend, technically round one. But these two teams are obviously, four teams, sorry, are going to play and get the opportunity to travel back and then play each other round two, so things are a bit fair. Do you like anyone in particular this weekend?
I think it's a bit of a watch. I'm probably, of course I'll have something on there.
Yeah, have
I might
to.
take the two outsiders or, the Sea Eagles with a start and the Roosters with a start. I think it's just going to be completely foreign. I can't wait for it on Sunday, the whole day, the spectacle and everything that goes before and after it. But yeah, I've maybe taken Sea Eagles with a start, Roosters with a start, just to have an interest, and then save my pennies and go hard into the remainder of round one and for every week thereafter for the remainder of the year.
I sort of think being a bit light on in the outside backs for Manly, despite the smaller field and a connection already being there with Cherry Evans and Ola Kawatu in this sort of environment where you're probably going to have to go through the front door. I don't mind that. It's just as a little two-legger. You get $2 for Manly and you get $3.50 for Ola Kawatu. But the other one, I think Brisbane. I'd like the Roosters to show some good signs early, but I think they might have a slow start like they usually do. There's still a couple of guys suspended. Dom Young's off injury, Jarrod suspended, etc. So I think we won't see the best of them for a couple of weeks. But the Manly one's sort of staring at me. I think they're a bit more settled than South at the moment.
With the Roosters, look, I'd be taking a start and then some, getting in there in about 8.5 just to take some unders. That's where I'd be going. Bit of a watch and see. I do think it's smart by the NRL to turn these four teams back around against each other for round two. But yeah, if I'm looking for a try scorer, I think maybe Wong for the Roosters, and I think Jordan Rickey, love it, love having a little second rower. So taking your point, mate, with a smaller field and going through the middle, could be a little back rower try scorer multi, Wong into Rickey, and yeah, get behind Ola Kawatu. He can find the paint for Manly, and hopefully it's just a couple of good games and a good spectacle.
Well, you certainly can. And Timmy, mate, I really appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you during the year. I'm still not quite sure of the setup yet because it's been absolute madness trying to get things sorted on the wheels, but you're going to be very, very regular and we look forward to having you. But let's finish off in the best possible way. Who is your premier? I know you gave us your ladder, but do you think Penrith can do the four-peat? Is that who you think will win the 2024?
Yeah, I'm going in on it, mate. I'm going for four. One was nice, two was great, three was amazing. I'm going again. So back for the four-peat. I think they'll get it right after Easter. Start slow and then pick up, and then it's a different game come September. So I'm in on the four-peat, and fingers crossed for me, mate, and not for you.
Yep, plenty of people have been saying that for me for the last 20 years. Don't worry.
Yeah,
But if you like
awesome.
that, like Timmy, you get $4, the favourites of all the top line of betting there with bluebet.com.au. And the last question I have for you, and we always do this every single year, I'll go first. If you had to have $100, your absolute best bet for the year, just the one you absolutely love and you can't get enough of for bluebet.com.au, who would it be? For me, I'm going to go the Warriors top four at $3.25. I'm really convinced. I know a lot of people don't think they can do, like we said, back-to-back years, but squad depth, coverage, lack of origin, and that home ground at $3.25 with BlueBet. I really like the Warriors to get top four. That's my best bet.
Yeah, it's boring for the punters, mate. I'm with you. I want to see him do well as much as I think it's good value bet. And if we're gonna have 100 on something, rather than double it, try to triple it. I think them top four stack of home games in NZ. They get an Anzac Day game this year. We were chatting before. I think that's gonna be huge for the Kiwis. I'm with them at 325. Push all in on that. That's where my 100's going as well, brother.
Oh, there you go. Big thanks to bluebet.com.au for supporting us, our charity. If you're going to have a bet with anyone, make sure you do it with the TrueBlue bookie. Football is almost back Sunday, 1:30 and 3:30 Australian time. Those two clashes between South Sydney and Manly, followed by the Roosters and Broncos, and then the NRL apparent in Australia kicks off Thursday night with the Raiders and Newcastle. And we are looking forward to it. We can't wait. Timmy Witt. Big thanks to you, mate, for jumping on board. We look forward to having plenty more chats during the year. Love your work.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thanks for having me and
Everybody.
stepping in for the big man. And yeah, mate, I'll see you again at some other stage.
Mate, you'll definitely see me again soon. You were fantastic. And to all the punters out there, as always, I look forward to saying this because we actually can. Enjoy your rugby league and enjoy your week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.